FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. And today, stepping up to the plate, is our charcuterie king, Richard Bosman. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jenny. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Well, I think today we're going to be talking about taking home the bacon. And I believe that there's bacon and there's Richard Bosman bacon. Tell me, what is so special about yours?
Jenny, thanks. What differentiates us, first of all, is the pork that we source comes from certified free-range farms. So the quality of the meat is definitely a level up from what you would find commercially available. And then we'd never add any water. So the process of curing would be dry salting, allowing a lot of time for the salt to equalize throughout the muscle. And then some of our bacons are cold smoked, some of them are unsmoked. And we then hang them for 2 or 3 weeks before we slice and pack them. So you get a wonderful concentration of flavor, and the drying process firms up the muscle, whereas commercially produced bacon often has added water, which boils out when you put it into the frying pan, and you get sort of white liquid boiling away first before the bacon starts to caramelize and crisp up.
So we want our bacon to caramelize and crisp. How do you recommend one should actually cook it? Is it in the oven or in a frying pan with oil, without?
My favorite way is to just put it in the oven on a baking tray. You don't need to put it on a rack. It will cook quite well just on a roasting pan. Pan frying, it works too, but it's my least favorite way of cooking bacon. It's a lot of work to keep constantly turning the slices while you're frying them, whereas in an oven, when the temperature is about 180, you can put it in and leave it for a while, 10 or 15 minutes, and it'll start to cook at a slower rate and more evenly.
Okay, well, that's good advice.
And you can cook a lot more in one go without having to constantly keep turning and moving the meat around.
That makes a lot of sense. And I know your bacon is quite Moorish. And also, Richard, just to know, what would you put with it? And please don't just say it's got to be bacon and eggs, but bacon is such a versatile ingredient. What do you do with it at home?
Well, I use it for roasting chicken. You can put bacon pieces on the outside to keep the skin nice and juicy and keep the meat nice and moist. I've also wrapped it around venison loins before searing it and then baking them off in the oven. Venison's quite a dry meat, so the bacon gives it a really nice little bit of extra fat and flavor. And even if you're cooking Brussels sprouts, which is something my wife used to hate when I met her, Brussels sprouts, if you cook those gently and then toss them in some butter with some crispy bacon pieces and some garlic, make anything delicious.
Oh, sounds really good. Well, I know you don't limit yourself to bacon. You've got such a wide range of charcuterie. And what is your favorite other than the bacon?
I would have to say prosciutto. That's ham made from the leg muscle. It's also air dried. And, you know, Parma ham being the most famous example of prosciutto, but we can't call that in South Africa.
No.
I love prosciutto, especially when figs are in season or with a nice ripe melon. It also goes really well if you wrap it around some cream cheese and gorgonzola, almost like them do salmon roses, but you can do a prosciutto rose with cream cheese.
Sounds fabulous. So
quite a nice little snack to serve at a dinner party.
You're making me hungry. And Richard, how easy is it to make charcuterie and how does one learn?
Well, we run courses often in Cape Town, Joburg, Plettenberg Bay, and we're doing a new one in Ballito this year. But I've also just released an online course, which you can download and stream, and it takes you through how to cut up a pig, turn it into bacon, prosciutto, corpa, pancetta, sausage, salami, and chorizo.
Sounds amazing.
And just to come back, you spoke yesterday, we make quite a variety of products.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because if you take a whole pig, you need to utilize everything and turn that into something that people can eat.
Wow, man after my own heart. I love not having wastage. So thank you.
Exactly.
That sounds wonderful. And tell me, when your sizzling bacon is getting ready for breakfast, what music do you love to play in the background?
I am a huge Dire Straits fan, and I also like Coldplay. But if you're beating out pork schnitzels, it's got to be Deep Purple.
Okay. Right. We'll make a note of all those pairings. That's great advice. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jenny. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. That was charcuterie king Richard Bosman. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy, print, and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.